This is an SSP audio, cultivating receptivity, connecting with yin, the inner feminine, for healing, balance, nourishment, and integration, by Tammy Mabra. To listen to other audios in the SSP library, please visit shamanicpractice.org.
Hi, my name is Tammy Mabra, and I am a shamanic healing practitioner and ceremonialist. I began learning with the PowerPath School of Shamanism in the late 90s, and I started my healing practice professionally in 2010. I live in Texas, and I work in both Austin and the Dallas areas. And I also work online remotely via sacredcup.com. And today I'd like to share a meditation about cultivating receptivity, connecting with yin energy or the inner feminine. And this meditation is best done in a seated position. So if you would like to come sitting on the ground, that would be ideal. Or you can sit in a chair if that's more comfortable for you. First, I'd like to share a little bit about how this meditation was received. It was received in a healing session with a young man who was struggling with his relationship to the feminine, with his relationships with women, but also personally, he felt mystified by what is his own inner femininity. Like, what does that mean? What does that look like? And so this was the meditation that came through. But I'll say that I've since found this meditation useful in so many different other scenarios. So I thought what I would do here is share the meditation first and guide you through that, and then speak a little bit to the other uses that I've found for it so that you can perhaps use the meditation in your own practice with yourself or your clients, or adapt it in other ways that you might be inspired to do. So let's begin. Once again, I invite you to just come into an easy seated position. And really, first of all, just allow yourself to drop into your body. I invite you to really sense into that place where your body is resting on the earth or in your chair. Bring your awareness to your seat and to that connection. And allow yourself to feel really supported by the earth. And you may even become aware, drop a root down from the base of your spine into the earth. And then I invite you to bring your awareness to your face and even the expression on your face from underneath. Just sense into that. Allow it to draw your awareness inward. Maybe becoming aware of your eyes in their sockets, and your tongue resting in your mouth. You may swallow, become aware of your throat. And bring your awareness to the sensation of the air entering your nostrils and moving down your throat and into your lungs. Just noticing how your chest expands with your breath. Noticing the movement of your diaphragm with your breath. And the movement of your belly with your breath. What I would like you to become aware of now is become aware of the bowls of your body. And we'll start with first your pelvic bowl. Feel it resting on the ground. Feel it containing your bowels and your organs. This container, this receptive container that is here at the base of your body. And allow your awareness to rise a little and become aware of the bowl created by your rib cage and your diaphragm. This central bowl here in the middle of your body, your upper body, holding your heart and your lungs. Just noticing that containing receptive shape there. It's part of your body. Then bringing your awareness up your spine to the bowl of your skull. Just really sense into your skull as a container, as a bowl with a lid there. Holding your sense organs and your brain. These three receptive containers, these bowls of your body. Once again, drop your awareness back down to the root of your body, and I would like you to imagine. I would like you to imagine a beautiful little spring of water right beneath you, bubbling just beneath the earth. A beautiful spring of liquid light. Whatever color that you would like, you can imbue this liquid light with. I would like you to imagine the spring bubbling forth, bubbling up into your root, and it begins to fill that bottom bowl, that pelvic bowl at the base of your spine. As it fills this bowl, you begin to receive this light. Whatever color feels nourishing and nurturing to you, just imagine this bowl filling and filling and filling. It might be golden in color, color of divine truth. It might be a rosy color of divine love, or the electric blue color of divine energy. Maybe even some other color, like a beautiful, healing, and prosperous green, or a calming lavender color, whatever color of liquid light that feels nourishing to you. Just imagine it rising and rising and filling you up. And then as it rises, it rises up your spinal column, up your Sushumna, up toward your heart, up into that bowl there that's formed with your rib cage and your diaphragm, filling your heart, filling your chest with just beautiful liquid light, spring energy from the earth, filling you up. Filling you with whatever it is that you need or want. Connection, love, health, joy, prosperity. Whatever it is you need, filling up here with this liquid light. It continues to rise and rise up your throat into the bowl of your skull. This beautiful light, sacred waters filling you, nourishing you, soothing you, connecting you. And as it rises and rises, filling your mouth and your nose and your eyes and your ears, filling your brain, the top of your head, your first eye, your crown. It bubbles up through the crown of your head and up like a fountain, over and around your aura, your luminous egg, just this beautiful sacred energy that's flowing from the earth up through, filling your bowls, up through, out and around, flowing down and around your luminous egg, back down into the earth beneath you in this continuous cycle of a fountain of light, of energy, of love, of healing, of protection. And you can add whatever it is, once again, whatever it is that you could need or want. Just imagine that quality, that energy coming up through this light, flowing up through you, filling you up, and all around you, front and back, all around. Maybe you could use some humor, some curiosity, some amusement. Maybe you could use some playfulness. Maybe you could use some gratitude or support. Maybe you could use some prosperity. Whatever it is, once again, whatever it is that you need or want, just imagine this energy filling you up, surrounding you, protecting you, blessing you. And I invite you to just allow yourself to sense into this receptivity, this aspect of you that holds and contains and receives, and this aspect of you that is flowing. Sensing into that, just receiving and allowing and surrendering and trusting, just being, breathing, sensing, harmonizing. And now, whenever you're ready, you can just bring your awareness once again to that place where your body is connected to the earth, just sensing into that connection, sensing into coming back into this space, feeling the surface of the ground on your skin. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes and allow them to rest on something pleasant. And just take a moment to notice if there's any difference in the way you feel now compared to how you felt before we began. And so now I'll share a little bit about some of the other uses I've found for this meditation, the other situations where this has come up and come and proved to be really helpful. So once again, for those who feel disconnected from their femininity or yin energy, or who want to balance a more dominant masculinity, this is a great meditation. It's also really useful for filling up after a big release, after catharsis, after a big cry, or after removing energies, removal work in a healing session. It's helpful for those who have difficulty with receiving, which can often be related to self-worth or perhaps childhood conditioning, where a person has been required to be incredibly self-sufficient and a caregiver or caretaker, and not so much accustomed to or used to receiving. It's helpful for someone who might be in a state of anxiety and who needs to kind of settle their nervous system and just come into a more relaxed state. It's helpful for strengthening receptivity and presence, for space holding and intuition and protection when you're preparing for facilitating healing work. As shamanic practitioners, coming into that receptive state is really important. Really important to be in that state in order to receive messages and relate to subtler energies and allies. I've found this meditation helpful when the momentum of doing is so strong from long stretches of productivity, when the yang energy is highly active for stretches of time. So it can really help shift into a more meditative state, a more yin state for relaxation or creativity or playfulness. I've also worked with this visualization as an East medicine visualization to help transition from doing to being, to help calm fears and set up protection and introduce renewal and kind of shifting into altered shamanic states. I've used it as West medicine when working with the water element, a visualization to connect with the eternal divine flow for surrendering and trusting and allowing and receiving. I've worked with it as North medicine for post-ceremonial integration to help connect with Source and for really receiving and integrating all of the insights and lessons and for nourishment and healing from the whole experience. So those are some of the ways that I've used this practice. And once again, I invite you to play with it and see how it might be useful for you and adapt it and just, hope you enjoy. Thanks so much.